Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Blue. Young Blue.
Still, it's not Young Blue anymore. It's just Blue.
I had to switch it back.
You had to?
Yeah.
Why?
Somebody was trying to sue me, like, you know what I'm saying? Some, like, old producer from, like, 1980, 70 or something.
Ah,
like,
shoot.
White guy. His name was already Blue, I guess.
With the E and everything? With the E first?
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a trademark. I ain't feel like
fighting him in court for it. So you just took the Young back?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you back to Young?
Yeah, but I really ain't.
I still was calling you Young Blue anyway,
yeah,
behind
that's
your
what
back.
I'm a lot of people saying that. When I said on Twitter, everybody was like, we know who's coming.
Right.
Behind your back. Like, you know, Young Blue is coming. And like, then you come in, but like, hey, Blue.
People call me Blue in the way. Just on some personal shit.
Well, listen, a lot has happened from the first time that you've been on the show. And then, of course, we saw you briefly at the BET Awards up until now.
Yeah.
It feels good, doesn't it?
Hell yeah. So.
And you have the new album, Tantra. What does Tantra mean?
Yeah, because we were looking it up before we started.
We know what tantric sex is, but what is Tantra?
Yeah.
Oh, Tantra is the moon god. Like, he like the moon god of, like, the Greek culture. You know what I'm saying? Tantra. Oh, okay. And it's about, like, spirituality with the moon, like, what a moon placement is, like how you feel as far as to what a moon placement. It's called white magic. It's like deeper. Like, you got to read about it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to read about it.
You said we had the blood moon the other day.
Oh, that was Tuesday, right?
Dead eclipse.
Yeah.
Did you stay up?
I ain't even, you know what? The crazy thing, like, I ain't even lying none of this up, but a lot of stuff with the moon been happening, like, right around, like, when I was dropping.
Moon boy.
Even with the 11-11 stuff, my date just ended up having to be 11-11. And me just, with all this 11-11 stuff that's just been happening with me, like, it was just crazy. It was, like, right timing, though. So, that's why I feel like it's right, though.
You be making a wish at 11-11, too?
No, I ain't that superstitious, for real.
It's supposed to be good luck, right?
Yeah, I do it.
Like, you can't hurt.
I just do it if I happen to look down, it's 11-11. Yeah. I'd be like,
what you be wishing for?
Let me see. World peace and stuff. No, I'm playing.
Let me see.
Really selfish shit. Because I feel like when you make a wish, it's always, like, something selfish.
Yeah, it's never about somebody else. Yeah. For the most part. Yeah.
Like, well, if you could make a wish right now and not think about people's judgment of you, what would you wish for, Jasmine?
To win the Powerball.
Well, you should have wished that before.
Right.
You missed that $2 billion boat.
Mm-hmm. I did. Right now, I'm wishing for some rest. I've had a crazy past, like, 6 weeks. My shit
has been 6 weeks is a long time.
Nonstop. It's just been nonstop in my life.
Oh, we're going to talk about it, Gigi.
A lot's been happening.
Blue, what would you wish for right now? And you can't wish for more wishes.
just more success. Like, I feel like I just never satisfied. So just more success, you know.
Really? You don't feel satisfied right now?
Mm-mm. Do you think you'll ever feel satisfied, though?
Because if you don't feel satisfied now, I mean, you done got songs with Nicki Minaj.
Everybody, yeah.
You know how crazy that is? And Lil Wayne?
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like I never get comfortable because I feel like I'm not as big as I know that I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I just want to keep that drive. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thought process.
I keep that drive for real.
Does it feel surreal?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, I done did, like, for real, like, the people I done did songs with, I be feeling like I never thought, like, the people I thought I was going to do songs with, you know what I'm saying? It surpassed what I even thought. Like, I never thought I'd be, like, doing songs with, like, Maroon 5. And you know what I'm saying? Like, these people, like, you know.
Here we are.
Yeah. So your success has surpassed your expectations, but you still want more.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
But I kind of just, like, want more for myself because I feel like I got to a point that I was able to work with so many people that I feel like a lot of people, like, was kind of blinded to my talent. You know what I'm saying? Mm.
Yeah, like a feature from Drake early on could also be her.
Yeah,
you saw a drum going back and forth.
gift and a curse, for real.
Yeah.
It's definitely a gift and a curse, though. If you ain't really just talented, you know what I'm saying? Because that Drake feature can, you know what I'm saying? That a lot of times that Drake feature, like, you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, for y'all to...
It's his song, like, after
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Wow. You heard that new Drake? Your mind still? Damn, that's my shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, a lot of times... But I ain't get dead like that on that song, though. I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people used to tell me, like, bro, you had your own. Like, when I go to shows and I sing, like, they sang at my part loud, just as much as they sang his part.
Right.
So, you know,
as
it ain't
should.
One of them type of... It ain't one of them
yeah,
type
no,
of
that's... Listen, absolutely. Yeah. And I also feel like the blessing is also in the situation that you had, like, to have a deal and then get that Drake feature,
but be able to renegotiate.
Already,
a lot of people don't know. I always got to say this. I already had a fan base. Like, I already...
No, I know, but what I'm talking about is negotiating your deal, financially.
I'm not talking about your fan base.
I'm talking about being signed, then having a deal, then getting that, and then being able to be like, actually, I want to negotiate. And they negotiated with you at Empire, right?
Yeah.
To give you more money.
Nah, for sure.
How did that happen?
It was just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like on some business type, like, you know, I'm negotiating my deal, you know what I'm saying? In the midst of negotiating my deal, because I had just came over there, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm walking in the door like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Drake want to hop on my song. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What's good?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that money a little.
Let's revive some shit.
Right.
Because some labels would be like, nah, we already.
Yeah, but I ain't even asked for like too much. Like, my first deal was probably, you know what I'm saying, probably one number like 4 or 5, you know what I'm saying, million. Like, it wasn't like nothing just crazy, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, shit.
That's a lot.
It sounds like a lot of money.
You know you're rich when you're like, yeah, I'm too crazy, like 4 or 5
Four
million.
Or five.
Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it set me
no,
up.
No, we
like,
don't know.
Sound like a lot of money.
No, I don't really talk about it. But like, you know what I'm saying? Just far as, like, you know, me just continuing, like, proving myself. It wasn't like I just delivered that Drake record. Like, I delivered them, like, a gold album, like, multiple, you know what I'm saying? Gold, platinum singles. Like, after that, within that same time frame, like, right after that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I showed my worth, like, right then. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the Drake feature. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was just a good situation. I had just got off Columbia, you know what I'm saying? They had dropped me.
I know that they felt crazy after that, too.
Right.
What happens when you talk to people from Columbia, like, after all of that happened?
Yeah.
Do they admit that they messed up?
Yeah, no. They always be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm proud of you. A lot of them ain't even now no more. A lot of them ain't even now no more, to be honest, though.
Right.
But they always be like, I'm so proud of you, you know what I'm saying? Because they just ain't understand what I was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't understand, like, I was a young artist from Alabama, you know what I'm saying, with this deep voice and soulful sound, like, they over there, you know what I'm saying, they over there, like, way in New York, like, they ain't really understand my sound, they just knew that I was, like, popping on the underground scene, you know what I'm saying, but they ain't really understand my sound and what to do with it, so I kind of went over there while they was in their building process, you know what I'm saying, I kind of just got lost in the sauce, and I end up just being able to get released right before, like, one of the biggest pivotal moments in my career. Mm-hmm. Like, they ain't know that, no, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, so, timing is everything.
Yeah, everything happens the way it's supposed to. Yeah.
Did you ask for a release or did they drop
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know, I asked for a release. I was just on them every day, like, man, bro, like, y'all, like, when you pressure people to do something, like, a lot of major labels, they really don't like for artists to really know their stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you know stuff and you, like, they want, like, dumb people. You know what I'm saying? They want, like, dumb artists, like, who don't really, like, know. They just, like, just sit back and just let the label do everything. But if you, like, they, like, oh, this, he know too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just gonna get rid of him. Oh, he just gonna fall off. He just gonna wither away. You know what I'm saying?
Put him on the shelf.
Yeah, you feel me? But I end up just negotiating my release because I ain't signed for nothing for like $150,000. You know what I'm saying? I only got like 50 of that. So it was easy to really.
Right out of it.
They ain't really put in a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So it was easy for them to just say, we're going to take that loss. You know what I'm saying?
What made you decide to sign at that time? Because I feel like there's so much information out there already, but $150,000 for a lot. That's a lot for somebody when, you know.
Well, I was staying in the project.
Because I love to hear like this type of thinking when it comes to sign. Because people be like, $150,000, like, that's nothing. Why would you do that? But talk about your situation at the time.
I mean, at the situation, I had just had some kids. I was living with my girl, you know what I'm saying? She was driving a little, you know what I'm saying, a little Honda.
Come on,
you
Honda. Feel me?
She was, you know, I barely used to have money to take her to the movies for real, like that. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, I'll probably go do like I remember one time I almost had a whole fight with the promoter over a show for like $500 because they didn't want to give me the back end. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like $250.
Where is this promoter now?
Right.
Sir,
you
feel me?
I used to sell out the little clubs. You know what I'm saying? These little rinky-dinky clubs. I used to sell them out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They didn't want to give you $250.
Yeah,
right.
You feel
me? The nerve.
Yeah, so at that moment, I was just like, you know, $50,000. You know, we went and got us a little nice little apartment. You know, we stay in the South, you know what I'm saying? So I went and
that
got,
goes,
I
that think goes
I went
away.
And got me a little Camaro.
You got a Camaro.
You know what I'm saying? So I was straight. I felt like I was, you know what I'm saying, moving on up.
Right.
Got me a, you know what I'm saying? Got me a little chain. I think Boosie gave me a little chain. You know what I'm saying? It was like...
He was lit.
Yeah, it was like... Mm-hmm.
How did you know to educate yourself about the business so that you know what to ask for, if you're getting enough, the situation wasn't the best for you at Columbia? How did you educate yourself and know?
I feel like a lot of people come in the game like thinking that they're just going to get... A lot of people like so arrogant, they come in the game thinking they just going to get a Jay-Z deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you got to prove yourself. Like, you have to prove yourself. Like, I wasn't worth what I was worth until I left and was like... Okay, I'm going to show y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show y'all that if I had it my way, this is what I would do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And show my worth. You know what I'm saying? You got to create leverage. A lot of people just come in and think, oh, I'm talented. I deserve this. Yeah. I ain't had that mindset. I had that mindset even when, you know, the situation, even when I, you know what I'm saying, signed to Boosie, because I was signed to Boosie before I even did the Columbia deal. And like, I ain't getting no money. You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no advance or nothing like that. I just came in a situation like, this opportunity.
A cosign.
I know what I'm going to do, y'all. I don't know what I'm going to do with this opportunity. You know what I'm saying? So, and I always believed in myself. So it was just some shit like that.
And Boosie, even with all of that, he wasn't mad at you ever. He was just like, he want money from them people.
Yeah. It's just a crazy situation, man. I hate even talking about that situation because a lot of times in the media, I just used to like when Vlad be coming with all this, like, you know, just all this crazy stuff. Like, a lot of times I used to go to Vlad, like, I used to sugarcoat the situation just because I ain't want nobody to think nothing negative. Like, I used to ain't go up there wanting to just be like, nah, I ain't signed a Boosie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He released me out there. I used to just be like, yeah, we still rocking. You know what I'm saying? We still doing business because I'm just like that. I ain't really like...
Yeah.
Trying to cause no issues.
Cause
have a headline,
emotion,
a negative
you know what
headline.
Stuff like
public.
That. So that's what... But he came back and made it seem like I was lying, you know what I'm saying? Really, but I was just really just sugarcoating it, you know what I'm saying? Just because, like, I ain't wanna let people... Because I still had rocked with Boosie, you know what I'm saying?
So you ain't wanna give a negative outlook.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. I wanted people to... I ain't wanna be like, you know what I'm saying? Blue ain't that badass because I was still repping badass. You go back to the BET Awards and all that. When I was winning my award, first thing I say, shout out badass. You know, I was repping, bro, shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a crazy situation, though. And I do feel like it's like, you know, that's a sticky situation because it's like a lot of people around us, like, they still, you know what I'm saying? They still fuck with me. They still fuck, you know what I'm saying? He ain't like just like we beefing type shit that his team don't like me or my team don't like him. It's just like some real shit, but just
it's business.
Family. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Family shit. Me, him and his brother got this rivalry. They've been going at for so long. You know, it's just a lot of shit.
I hate that him and his brother had to go through that too. Yeah. That sucks.
And I just kind of like in the middle, so I just be having to really just suck it up. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I always appreciate anything anybody giving me. And it was never the point of me not like wanting to give Boosie anything, you know what I'm saying? It was the point of like how much, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it was always the amount, you know what I'm saying? That's what we arguing. Now people just like, oh, pay Boosie. I see in the comments, pay Boosie. It's like, it was never like, I don't want to give you nothing. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Just agreeing, like us agreeing on like how much was
fair.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's fair to both of us. Yep. You know
and then
saying?
Sometimes you just let lawyers handle stuff and stay out of it.
And
too.
That's what, you know, that's what it's at, and it's gonna stay like that. But nah, I ain't got
you'd be like, I just be like, I don't know. Yeah. The lawyers handle it. Yeah. I don't know the lawyers. Yeah. If my lawyer said that, I have nothing to
do. Yeah, my lawyer knows best.
Now, let me ask you this. During all this time, right, when you could barely even like go to the movies, how was your girl? Because financial stress can be really hard on a relationship. And then especially when you're trying to achieve something, but it feels like it's not happening fast enough. And like you said, you had a family to support. How was that? Like, with
I
you
feel
guys?
Like my girl looked up though.
I feel like, wait I really a feel like wait
she
a minute.
Looked up though because like, you know what I'm saying? I say that because like, we wasn't struggling that long. Like when I got with her, like, we was together like 3 months. Like she was letting me like drive her car. She was working and I used to just chill at her house and stuff like that. Like I give it to her because is no way for her to possibly know I was gonna blow up. Right. But like it like 3 months later, I'm signing. I'm making like $5,000 a show, $10,000 a show. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm going up quick. So it's like me not being able to take you for to the movies was only for like 3 months.
But
four
that, some girls might even look at you in that situation, to be honest. Yeah. Like, some girls might be like, he ain't got shit. I don't have time for this.
I don't got time to be waiting on potential.
But she wasn't never like that though. Like she wasn't never like that. That's why I respect her. You know what I'm saying? That's why I like, you know what I'm saying? I love her. Like I stay with what I know, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, the other shit, this shit just don't be about now for real. Like,
so you lucked up too.
Yeah, I looked up.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sure looked up. I'm just saying,
better for her to have been there 3 months before than 3 months after.
Right.
Truthfully.
Right.
Because at least you know she's there. Because
it's like, you ain't no psychic. You ain't going to be like, oh, this is just another nigga that rap.
Right.
You know, this is another nigga that rap. Right. Like, I don't know
she
if you're going to make
it. At 11:11, like, Lord, please let this work out for him.
Please make this man get fine, Lord.
He ain't
going to
be driving my Honda forever.
My wish is for him to get fine.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her on Facebook. I slid her DM on Facebook. Yeah, that was Facebook.
Was ladies, you can find you a rapper on
Facebook.
Okay.
Nah, for sure.
Hilarious.
You slid in her messages?
Yeah. I'm saying, bro, I gotta believe him, bro. I'm telling you, bro, the difference from like 3 or 4 years, you know what I'm saying, is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I just had so much baby mama drama throughout my career. Because like I said, like I was with my first BM, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was fucked up. Like, I was fucked up.
More than 3 months.
Yeah, more than 3 months, you know what I'm saying? But and we had just had a kid, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, my whole city know about that, just that drama. Like, you know what I'm saying? We had just had a kid, and she started talking to some dude at work, you know what I'm saying? Uh-oh. And on some slick junk. While
work
we was
husband?
Kinda, yeah. She had, like, a little work boyfriend and stuff like that. So we just kind of, like, faded away.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out about it?
Man, that was when she had broke up with me, but I was like,
your mind still.
He wasn't over her yet.
I wasn't really over it though, because that was all I knew at the moment. You know what I'm saying? That was all I knew. So I think I had went over that one time and I had found a condom under the couch.
At least she was using protection.
Yeah.
That a girl.
I just kind of went goddamn crazy.
Your
I was living
was
with my grandma.
That
like,
has to be the
we
worst.
Staying in the projects. Mm-hmm. We were staying in the projects like, and my grandma stayed on this street. And she stayed on the street over, you know what I'm saying? So I used to stay at my grandma, we would get into it and stuff. I used to come up, walk over her house, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me see my son. It would be crazy, but like,
sound
people don't
movie.
Even know. Like,
sound like a movie,
like, real talk, bro. Like, You know what I'm saying?
And that's stressful too when you know your shit ain't popping yet.
Yeah, you feel me? I just used to be in that recording all day.
Look at you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It probably helped you write some songs though.
Yeah, it helped me write a lot of, you know what I'm saying? It helped me write a lot of, like, just going through what I went through did help me write a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, just my relationships period, I ain't really been in a lot of relationships like that. So my relationship period did help me, like, dig deep and kind of, you know, write the songs that I wrote, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah.
How's your relationship with her now? Is it better or y'all still be beefing?
Man, we still be. I just got custody of my son. So it's like it's real toxic right now. Like she the type. She I had noodles. You know what I'm saying? She had noodles. So I don't even want to.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. You know, trying to be peaceful.
Another drink.
Hopefully, right. Y'all get to a space where it's peaceful. You know what I'm saying? Because I do feel like
it's peaceful because we don't talk.
I
got custody of my son, I ain't even had no reason to talk. Like, I used to have to talk. Like, I used to have to deal with it because I ain't had custody of my son. You know what I'm saying? I used to have to deal with it, like, just talk just to get to him.
Yeah.
But now I ain't got to talk no more.
Sometimes no talking is the best piece.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
What are your thoughts on child support and the child support system? Because guys always have such a different point of view,
they
I
do.
Feel like.
Child support. I went through my child support thing. I feel like child support, you know, it's solid. It's solid if it's the, you know what I'm saying?
If it's fair.
If it's the right amount. Like, if I'm making the money,
Why not?
You got to, you know what I'm saying? Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Some guys feel like they don't want to pay child support for their children when it's a woman.
She was trying
that...
to get $5,000 before I was even making, you know, she was trying to get $5,000 a month before I was even making,
before you
like,
even had it.
You know what I'm saying? Where I'm at right now, back when I was making, you know what I'm saying? And she took me to court. And when she took me to court, they gave her $700 a month.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
So it's like I should have shut
a
up.
Lot of people be.
She shot herself
up
in
themselves trying to be greedy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they'll end up messing up their own self because you trying to take me to court.
Yeah.
And it's like you end up messing up your own self because they get to digging deeper and deeper. And then they realize I ain't got it. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I end up getting custody of my son and stuff like that. Of course, if you dig now, you know what I'm saying?
You probably got
way more, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I still like, man, I'm the type of person, bro, I feel like if my baby mom was just cool and she wasn't just like out of noodles like she is, bro, like I would really like.
Does she still want you back?
You know what? Even though I know she do, I'm not going to say
that. Okay. You just did.
So I have a question about the child support. If you weren't in the situation that you're in financially and you had custody of your son, would you go after her for child support?
Nope. You know what?
If you were still living in the projects with your grandma and you just so happened to take your son from her.
And she had a nice, good paying job.
And she had a good job. Would you go to her? Would you petition the court for child support from her?
I wouldn't do that because I'm a man. I feel like I wouldn't do that because I'm a man. If I was a woman, but I ain't no woman. So I wouldn't do that.
There you go.
I have a very close friend who's going through that right now with her estranged husband.
Yeah.
And they're in court right now because he has the kids, but he wants child support from her and he makes more money than her.
But I ain't going to lie. That's my personal opinion, though. Right. I do feel like, you know what I'm saying? It should be the same. Like, you know,
if the judge decides, if it's
flip flop, then it's flip flop. You know what I'm saying?
What's good for the goose?
You feel me? So it's to each his own. But I ain't never been the type, though. I do want to clear up, though. I've never been the type to, you know what I'm saying? It took me a lot to get custody of my son. It took me a lot to like say, oh, you know what I'm saying? I just ain't go in like, oh, I got money. I could get lawyers. I'm finna take custody of my son. It was never like that. It took me a lot. Like, I wanted him to stay with his mom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it just, you know, as time went on, it just did not play out like that. You know, when people just, you know, thinking with they, you know, with they feelings over like what's best for the child, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and if I gotta wonder, if my child in a good predicament, wonder where he at, I gotta wonder like if he's being taken care of right, you know, if you're doing the right stuff with the money. And
it's your responsibility as a parent.
If I send you $15,000 and a month later you asking me for simple things.
Something ain't right.
Yeah.
Something ain't right, bro.
Does she have other children besides your son?
And you got one child.
Just yours.
One child.
Well, listen, as a parent, it's your job to protect your child.
Ooh,
so
you
got to have, you know, they got to be in the best place, the safest place.
Yeah, you feel me? And I just feel like you know what I'm saying? It was just the safest place with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't used to really even know. He wasn't in school. You know what I'm saying? He was missing long terms of school. People used to write me saying they seen them this place. You know what I'm saying? And then I used to, you know, it's just a lot.
It was too stressful.
It was just a lot that I've never really even brought to. You know what I'm saying?
But thank God you're able to hold it down the way that you are.
I think
that's important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully at some point things happen to be in a better space.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes it takes time and people got
to. Yeah. I feel like I want to get to that point for my son to be able to like, be like, yo, pull up to his party and it ain't no animosity and people just get along. I want to get to that point, you know, so he'll be able to see like both his parents in the same setting, but I don't feel like it's going to be that way no time soon. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it takes for the other person to be happy too.
Yeah.
Like for her to maybe be happy in a relationship.
Friends,
at
11:11, like,
you'd be like, please find me.
I hope you find somebody that's really just sweep you off your feet. Please, brother, just make you just release all this
You think
stuff,
she's bitter?
Bro. Yeah. I know.
You've moved on. You're married. You have a successful career and
I know
more children.
Really, you just had
another baby.
You know, I feel like if you feel like if you put in a lot, but right when you gave up,
stuff
popped off. You know what I'm saying? It happened. It's like,
that's how it
you know what I'm saying? I can't blame you for feeling like that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's just, life works like that sometimes. Wow. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't blame me. And I ain't gonna make myself feel the same. You know,
she
I ain't gonna make myself feel the same.
If
I
try to be your friend, maybe she'll get more out of you.
One thing about a man, bro, a man is gonna never forget who leave him when he down. When he down at his last, a man never forget that. They don't never, they probably, even if they probably double back and fuck you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, they not gonna forget that.
She might leave
that.
Again.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. They not gonna forget that, bro. Like, it's like, you're not gonna be that no more. You know what I'm saying?
But hopefully, like we said, with time, maybe she'll find her somebody.
Yeah, I hope so.
She'll find her.
You know what? She might be dealing with her own trauma, her own issues that make her express herself in a fucked up way to you. You know what I mean? So
I don't know. Like I said, y'all know more than me.
Everybody should. And look, I do feel like you'll be amazed a couple of years from now, the space that you could potentially be in.
Yeah, and I pray for people.
And you pray for that.
Yeah,
I really pray for people mental health, because to be honest, deep down inside, like, I don't be liking to see nobody. I don't really be liking to see nobody fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody. Especially, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's my son's mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not no type of romantic love. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you still, like, want to see the best for your son. You know, anything that's connected to your son. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to see fucked up. So, it's like, you know.
And what's your family background with your parents? I know you've said that your dad is a large part of the reason why you're able to perform.
Yeah. Like, my family, like, I got my mom and my dad in my life. Like, they was together for a little minute, you know what I'm saying? They broke up, but they still, like, you know what I'm saying? They still be talking on low. I think I don't know, but
that's hilarious.
My parents are divorced and they still live together. So,
for real? Yeah. They still be talking on the low, but they not like, they like, you know how, like, you know somebody for so long, it's like, y'all just...
Mm-hmm.
Just used to each other. Y'all connect, but y'all know that y'all never be together.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how they is, you know what I'm saying? They think I'm just slow though. Just be acting slow for real.
I was like, oh, okay.
You went over the house, like, why is dad's car over here?
In the morning.
All right, now listen, when you walked in, the first thing that we wanted to know about was a song on Tantra. We haven't album wasn't out yet when we recorded this, so I just want to put that out there. But there is a song called Fuck Her Face.
Fuck Her Face.
Okay, so what was the inspiration?
And the crazy thing about it, like, the only thing I said in that song, like, really just, like, awesome, freaky shit was fuck her face. And I only said that, like, one time. Like,
that's freaky
the whole
enough.
Song ain't about, like, fucking her face. Like, it definitely ain't about.
Damn, I'm disappointed.
Well, what the hell else could it be about?
Right.
Oh, no, it's just.
How'd you come up with the title of the song? Yeah.
I said that fuck her face, and I just, like, that shit gone. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's a hard ass song.
It's like a headline.
It's
like
some freak shit. It's
you
a female shit.
You see fuck her face, you
want
to go cook on that and see what you finna talk about.
Do you
about?
Say stuff like that to women? Like, let me fuck your face. You've never said that?
Nuh-uh.
What, so do you say, like, freaky, wild shit ever?
Yeah.
Like what? What?
Man, that's but like, I don't know. I don't really say. I didn't say that to my girl.
Yeah, let me fuck your face. You, what about, do you be like, come here?
I don't gotta ask.
But you tell her to sit on your face too, right?
We the type, like, we ain't gotta say nothing. You already know what it is.
Because sometimes hearing it also is part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That adds a little spice.
You're like,
to
okay.
Because
it ain't like you gotta say it, but it just sound good.
Nah.
Do you ever say things? Because I think as women, sometimes we say things and we don't really mean it. It just sound good.
Yeah, like during sex, you're going to say a lot of things that you probably just don't even mean. That's probably the best time to ask for shit.
It is.
Like, go ahead.
Now I was going to ask you, what's something you would say during sex that you don't really...
I was going to ask him, what's the crazy thing somebody asked you while you was having sex with them?
I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. Like I said,
because I'm going to do it.
I just been with, you know what I'm saying?
Not only that, he's married. He's been with the same woman for so long. Yeah. All of that stuff.
But that don't mean
it's faded memories in the past.
She still ask.
You know how it is when you know, you've been together 8 years, though. Come on, now. Like, y'all, I mean, it sound good saying that y'all saying, like, y'all ain't saying all that freaky shit in the bed. But y'all got kids, 4 kids running around. Y'all ain't saying, y'all ain't got time, goddamn.
But freak, you know what I'm saying? You need a little freak.
Yeah. I say that shit because I know my fans, they out there living their best freaking life.
You living through them. You living through his fans.
Yeah.
So what do you do to keep it spicy then? Like you said, it's been 8 years, but you're still young. Right?
Yeah, like We role play, you know what I'm saying?
Nice. You do?
Yeah. We role play.
Who you be playing?
Who you be?
What's your character?
I be playing just like this broke nigga. This broke nigga.
I can't even take you to the Wendy's.
We can go to Wendy's and share a fork before.
Do you have some cheese and bread?
No jewelry, nothing.
He said you played a broke nigga in a project.
No jewelry, take his jewelry off.
And a Honda.
I'm broke.
Can I drive your Honda?
Come get me. That's so funny.
Yeah, no. That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's my character.
So what's she supposed to be? Like a rich
gold digger?
Yeah, she like the rich, you know what I'm saying?
I pull up
to her mansion, you know what I'm saying? Guard security at the gate, you know what I'm saying? They open up the gate, you know what I'm saying? I'm just in that bitch.
I'm here to clean the pool.
Open up the gate for the broke nigga.
How does a broke man act? Like, what is it?
Well, broke man got the best dick.
Yes, so that's the fact.
He dick her down.
He give her that broke nigga vacation dick.
You mind if I stay tonight?
Almost like go three times.
I'm going to fuck you so I got somewhere to stay.
That's a good one. How do rich women act?
I don't know. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't really, you know what I'm saying, just experienced no, like, I never been with a rich woman, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't really know. I feel like people who was like just been rich, a lot of women that just been rich, they, you know, they won't, like, you know, y'all just saying, oh, broke nigga, you know what I'm saying, broke nigga, dick, all that shit. Like, I feel like they yearn for that, but you know what I'm saying? It's like her situation different because she, the same nigga I am was that broke nigga. So right. She know, like, she didn't see me she at my worst. So she know that.
Right.
That shit, you know what I'm saying?
Broke guys like to fuck because they ain't really, like, doing
they
nothing.
They don't got nothing else to offer.
Right.
Yeah. They don't have nothing else to offer but some dick. That's all I got, girl.
I got some dick.
Take it or leave it.
Can you go, like, three times?
You said, can I go, like, three times? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's young. Man. That don't mean nothing. He already, but he been with her 8 years. You know, he just said that it ain't this. He said you could act like it's all like
I
that.
I could go three times, but like I said, it's like it's just kids. Y'all don't understand, bro. I have four kids.
And you just had a baby. How old's your baby? Your daughter?
My baby like 4 months, bro.
Jeez,
and
right. So
every time on the
is she
day
breastfeeding?
That you can think
you sharing titties with your baby?
Nah, okay, good.
She said good. But you don't have no nanny or nothing or somebody watching?
We got a nanny, but our nanny, like, you know what I'm saying? We got a nanny, but we ain't got no 24-hour like,
y'all
nanny.
Need four nannies.
Yeah. Like,
each baby need a nanny.
Yeah, I'll be telling her that. I'll be like, well, we got this big ass house.
Y'all better get some help.
You was on MTV Cribs, too.
Yeah.
How was that having them come in and film?
It was good. It was like so nostalgic, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, that's
it was
fire.
Crazy, you know what I'm saying? So it was good. I ain't never thought I would.
I was just about to say that.
Watching
never
this shit as a child, you know what I'm saying? I never thought I'd be on that. Mm-hmm. So it was crazy. It was a crazy experience.
Mm-hmm. What is it like when it came to designing your house? I remember when you first posted it and everything. Yeah. What were some things that you were like, this is a must have in my house?
Studio. I ain't gonna lie, but my house was just, it was just like, I ain't really changed nothing. I ain't never had to change. I added like all my plaques and awards and stuff up and down, like some stuff, but I'm just not building a new thing that I just added my own touch to, like it's like 9,000 square foot. It's another section that I just added, like everything.
Like a wing attached to the house?
Yeah, it's like another
an
wing.
An addition?
Attached. Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's like
you
a
said
facility.
How many square feet? 9,000?
9,000, yeah. So I just built every, like, this is like my kid, like, I wanted like a event center, like a, you know, because I'm like really like a big kid. They got like a basketball.
Oh, wait, you posted
center.
About that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a part of your house.
Yeah, because I'm going to build me another spot,
an event space.
And that's going to be like
right,
a business.
I thought that was something totally in another space. So that's something that you added to your home.
Yeah, that's
what
I added to my house. But it ain't going to be my house no more, for real, once it's done.
Didn't you have a party and your neighbors complained? You had like a pool party or something with your neighbors.
They like me.
Oh, they like you.
They do good. First of all, you need to invite them.
I'll be inviting them.
Okay.
And they notice I ain't really no bad neighbor for real. They notice that, like, I don't throw parties like as much as I can. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It was just a once in a.
Yeah, like every, like on my birthday, they just already expecting it. Like, okay, it's gonna be lit around this motherfucker on his birthday. But
and you deserve it.
Yeah, I don't really throw parties like that. And we be quiet as hell, so damn, you know. But I'm finna move to the country, though.
You are?
Yeah, I'm finna move. Like,
why?
Because I just want to be. I feel like too many people know I stay right now.
I mean, you're having pool parties.
And your whole MTV crib.
I'm just excited, bro. I ain't never been gone from the streets.
That's exciting.
I ain't never had no damn matching before. I wanted everybody to see this
shit. You know, I live in Atlanta, right? So, because I'm not asking you to tell me where you live at. But what county are you in?
Gainesville.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So everybody knows.
I mean, they
know
that. That's like, the country.
I don't be minding it, bro, because I literally got 24-hour security.
Good,
like,
as you should.
Security, yeah, like, better, uh-huh. Real big fire.
Big old guns.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't be tripping.
Now, what's nice. The song Feel It Inside with Ty Dolla $ign?
Feel it inside.
Yeah.
All these it's like titles.
It's like some Cali type shit. It's just like a good vibe.
Like a happy song.
It's like a good, yeah.
Good
like
vibe.
A, like
oh, it's not sexual? Vibe,
so, nah, it ain't no.
Oh. He lying.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Nah, it really is. Really
what does feel it inside mean then?
Feel the vibes. Feel it inside.
That's not what make I think when I think feel inside.
I mean, feel it inside the belly. Feel the dick inside the vagina.
Yeah.
Or the butt. Or something. Feel it in the back of the throat.
Make feel it inside. I can't, hold on. I can't fit it inside.
That sounds pretty sexual.
Yes, there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a little.
Like,
I ain't really get
lyrics.
Too. You know what? I ain't really get too really like super sexual on this album because I'm saving that for the next project.
I can't wait till midnight.
Yeah, this album like kind of like mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, like a piggyback off Moonboy. I feel like I did so much different stuff on Moonboy, and it like went up so much. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to like keep that vibe going. And, like when I do like my EPs, when I do like the sexual shit, like Love Scars. That's where Your Mind Still came off of. Mm-hmm. Like you know what I'm saying? Like my little EPs and shit like that. And like that's when I get in my bag, my Blue Van Draws bag.
Come on, Blue Van Draws.
Love Scars.
Where's the place that you come up with the most lyrics or song concepts?
Like in the shower,
is it shower
on the toilet, while you're driving?
No, when I hear the beat in the studio.
In the studio, that's what happens.
On the spot.
Like all my biggest hits, like it just came and like, I wrote Miss It while my girl was at work.
Oh.
Just in a bed.
That's so romantic.
That is. Why is she working?
No, when she was at work. That was when I first met her.
Oh, back in the day. Okay.
For 3 months.
When I dropped her off in that Honda.
When she working?
Okay.
When I took her Honda and dropped her off and chilled at the house all day.
So when you hear the beat is when you come up, you think of, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave. And then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what about Moonboy University? Tell us about that.
That's the facility I'm building. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like a facility for, like, you know, upcoming artists. We're going to put upcoming artists in the studio. It's like, it's really like a resort. The whole downstairs is a bowling alley with a bar, whole rooftop, like putt-putt golf. Like, it's just, it's like a
indoor basket.
Yeah, it's like a indoor basketball, jacuzzi area, like spa. It's like a, you could come feel like a superstar, you know what I'm saying, and produce. Like for a week, like we'll like do like contests. We pick like a producer to come and like produce and feel like, you know, blue. You know what I'm saying?
Catch
feel like
vibes.
Blue for a week to get them that type of sense of like, you know, that hope. Like, ooh, you know what I'm saying?
I
that drive,
this.
Man. I
that
got
sounds
it,
amazing.
Saying? Yeah,
mm-hmm. So that's like, really a nice thing to mm-hmm. do.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so who gets to come there? Like, how do you decide?
We're gonna do like contests. We're gonna do like contests. Like, you know what I'm saying? Send beats, whoever we feel like, you know, got the best beats.
We're
gonna let them come this week because they got dorms and stuff. And,
oh, nice.
You know what I'm
that's bring amazing.
Your team,
how did you come up with this concept?
Me just wanting to give, just wanting
to give
like
back.
Give, yeah. Just
it's like
give
Motown back in the day.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I have
really
labels
is.
And stuff booking it out for like, they have like jet service, like VIP, like jet service, like access to, like when the labels book it out for like big artists who always, you know, they always be in Atlanta. So mm-hmm. it's outside the city. They come, have 24-hour security. They could be in a nice spot. They could stay, you know what I'm saying? It's like, something like that, like for like artists.
Whose idea was
too.
That? That was your idea? You just came up with that?
Yeah. That was my idea. Like, I always wanted to do something like that, you know what I'm saying?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it also sounds like it could be lucrative too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's also a great way for you to get songs for yourself.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. like,
your first
know,
dibs.
I'm going to have it like.
First right of refusal.
First right of refusal.
But the crazy thing is, I'm always probably end up being, I always end up being a writer. So,
Now, we've been talking about some of the people that you're like, damn, I can't believe I work with this person. Obviously, we know Nicki Minaj and the Barbs are so different, too. Like, I can't even imagine what that experience.
You see them eyes.
Because they be going hard.
Yeah. They do. They go hard for Nicki.
How was that for you?
That situation was just, you know, it was fun. It was fun. It was crazy.
Yeah. What was crazy about it?
Huh? It's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just the whole situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just dealing with, you know, just, you know, kind of like just, you know, dealing with Nicki. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just dealing
mm-hmm.
with Nicki.
I heard
know
she
know
made you, you said she made you pick out her outfit?
Nah, she ain't make me. She was just like,
asking
she was like,
opinion.
She was just asking me. And I was like, do you really care? Like, I ain't really know if it matter, like, what I pick, you know what I'm saying? But it ended up did, though. Like, I picked what I picked, she wore, though.
Oh, that's dope.
I was just talking about, like, just far as, like, the whole build-up to the song, like, you know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, just so much going on to actually get the song out, you know what I'm saying? That it was just, you know, like,
yeah, she's always top secret
down,
about everything,
you know what I'm saying?
Too.
Yeah, top secret, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was just
how
like
long
that.
Did you have it done before you were able to put it out?
Probably
oh, wow.
like 6-7 months.
Oh wow!
Like
did you think it was
months.
Never going
to
come out?
Yeah, because she just always had something else to do. You know what I'm saying? And we was just I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm just gonna tell you, we was arguing a lot. Like we was arguing a lot. Like she Nicki cuss me out like so many times, bro. Like for real though, like she really did cuss me out. Like for real though.
How many times do you think she cussed you out?
Like she cussed me out like 3. Like we done had like
wow.
any times, but I was just like, bro. Dang.
The third time it probably didn't even affect you.
The first time, I was just blown.
It's
you know
right.
what I'm
like,
saying?
Like, she
just talked about like Nicki Minaj.
Like, yeah.
In a way,
like
it's kind of dope.
Yeah.
It's almost like a big sister,
dope,
right?
Like, yeah.
But also, like, once you get cursed out by anybody else, she's like, I don't already got kicked out.
I got cursed out by Nicki Minaj. I'm fine.
Nah, what she said the first time, like, the first time, she was like, dang, what she said, man. I was just texting her about the song. Like, I was, like, just trying to get the, you know, just trying to get the song.
Hey,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Because
sometimes she'll just forget that we even working on the song, you know what I'm saying? I think. And, like, months will go by, and I just tap in.
Like,
you know
hey,
what I'm
remember me?
And she was
checking
just,
in on that
she,
song.
And she was like, I forgot what she said, but it was something. She went off on me. She was like, your time is up for the day.
Oh, shit.
She said, your time is up for the day.
Oh, my
she
God. Said,
she said, your you said, your time is up for the day. Click.
That is, you know, fucking hilarious.
Wait, wait, wait. Y'all on the phone?
No, no, no. We was texting. She was like, we was texting, and she was like, you reach your talking time or something for the day.
Oh, my God. That's damn. Hilarious.
Your minutes ran
like,
out.
Damn.
Remember when your minutes used to run out back in the day?
Yeah, yeah.
Your minutes ran out.
Oh,
your
so
Nikki minutes
wait,
ran
so
out.
Did you hit her back after that? Like, or did you just
I ain't
stop?
Gonna lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Like, you know what? I said my piece. I said my piece, but I ain't said like in a super harsh way. But like, I came back and apologized like a week later. I was just like, man, my bad. I was just like, my bad, man. I know I was, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really know what, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really know, like, if you was seeing my messages, because I know you be busy. So I was just, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, just trying to
I
make sure everything.
Because
I was making a plan over here with my label. Like, I'm telling them, I got to send them information. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I gotta send them,
and
like,
she just got you
legit
on pause.
Information. Mm-hmm. And she kind of like, you know what I'm saying? So when she end up telling me that, you know, we had our little back and forth, but she end up like, yeah, let's just get the song together, Blue. And I was just like, oh, like, so she don't really be meaning nothing by it.
Yeah,
that's
because she cut me out like two more times after that. You feel me? Then we'll be back cool. So I'm just like,
you're like, all right, this is just what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Right. You feel? I was just like, oh, just you know. This
I'd
just
be like, is there anybody else from your team you would like me to speak to?
She like, no, me. Your time is up.
Nah, mm-hmm. But Nikki, like, you know, so I feel like Nikki a really good person though. I feel like she a good person. Like, I always feel blessed and appreciate her for even like, you know what I'm saying, working with me. You know what I'm saying, but. Oh, that just the extra that come with it. Like, I ain't really know, like, I got tough skin, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, me just being a fan of Nikki for so long, like, I know she a diva. Like, mm-hmm. I know she a diva. Like, what? I know you. What you expect? You know what
right.
I'm saying? Like,
and then to even have the opportunity to get the song.
Yeah, you feel me? So I wasn't really tripping. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it comes
I wasn't really tripping. So I was just like,
but did you show your wife, like, yo, Nicki Minaj just cussed me out. Ain't this funny?
She laughing. Like, she laughing.
I'm
like,
dying.
Yeah, she laughing at you. Like, dang.
I've been like, send her one more text.
Instigating.
What she do?
Send her a voice message.
Right.
She just laughing. But she cool though. Cause I was like, I used to be like, like my girl, we'll like kind of like laugh about the situation. I was like, man, you cussed me out. But my girl was laughing at me, and she'll be like, ah, tell I said hey. Type shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like it was like some cool shit. It wasn't like no toxic shit, you know what I'm saying?
How was it working with Wayne?
Wayne. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? That Wayne, man, Wayne got hella songs. Like, I love working with Wayne. Like, you know what I'm saying? He one of the most like selfless human beings, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah, I love working with Wayne.
Who's your favorite person that you've worked with? Like, cool, like, damn, I didn't even
know. Probably Wayne, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, favorite, but, you know, I don't really like to say that because I love Kehlani. Like, I love Kehlani.
Oh, my God, I love that song with Kehlani.
Yeah, I love Kelly Rowland. Me and Kelly Rowland got a fire-ass song. Ooh. Now, that's the freakiest song. If y'all want to go to the freakiest song, me and Kelly Rowland got
the
freakiest.
Is that
freaky. Freak? Yeah.
Okay.
Freak
better have been freaky because,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah, freaky.
But, okay, but let's get to that. But first, let's talk about Beautiful Lies, the song with Kehlani.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, right? Because guys will tell you, like, if they lie to you, I lie to you because I love you.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any truth to that ever?
I feel like it is because I feel like when you messing with these chicks, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really lie to them. Like, you tell them the truth. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine you messing with a chick and you just be like, you go out to dinner and you bring another friend. You be like, who is this? Oh, this my home. Like, this my home girl. This my, you know, this my other chick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna lie to them because you don't care how they, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't really care how they
cool
feel.
With
you know
it.
What I'm saying? Yeah, they cool with it. Like, you don't have to lie to them. Not that you don't care about their feelings. Just like, if you make it known from the beginning that you don't, you know what I'm saying? That it is what it is.
Because you can take it or
you don't have
it.
To lie. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think a lot of men mess up too, though. They be, I feel like a lot of people get in drama, like, because they don't let the person know what it is. Like, you got to let somebody decide.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
If
you telling somebody, like, oh, we're going to be together. You baiting somebody head up. Then they going to be like, they got a reason to be mad at you for real. They got a reason to, like, cause friction. But if you let them know from the beginning, then let them choose. Mm-hmm.
But you know then it's also because, like, for instance, somebody was just telling me that her boyfriend, she found out he has a fiance.
Yeah.
Because the woman called her. You know, I guess she went through his phone and found her number, called her. And she was like, why did he just tell me from the beginning, like, that was his situation?
Yeah.
and maybe we could have just rocked. But then he also, it feel like, wanted to be with her instead. So maybe if he would have told her that.
You think he wanted to be with a girlfriend instead? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
She might not have messed with him, or she might have still been messing with other dudes. So she's like, I think sometimes as women too, you try to justify things in your head. Like, well, he lied to me because he really do want to be with me. Mm-hmm. But it just feels so disrespectful. Like, why did a side chick got to know the truth and I got to be lied to?
Why I got to be left in the dark?
I mean, it's just circumstantial. I feel like the way I described it is like kind of that situation, but the way he described it really like some toxic shit. I don't know what they got going on. I'm talking about just petty shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about no goddamn. Like, I ain't got no that shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
You, Gigi? What do you think? Because you look like you want to say something.
Gigi, tell us how you feel.
So that whole, I agree wholeheartedly, and I say this all the time, Blue, that men never allow women to choose to be in certain situations. They lie to us, and we are by default in these situations that we either don't want to be in or would have rather known the truth and made our own decision, right? Yeah. So I agree with that part. Now, as far as this man with the fiance and the girlfriend, he's a piece of shit.
I feel like, especially when I was first blowing up, and I just felt like it was just so much lust inside of me. Like, I felt like it was so much lust inside of me. And we had conversations like, bro, I'm like, man, like, we either gonna have to, like, separate for a little minute, or, you know what I'm saying, or you just have to go, like,
be okay with what I do?
Yeah, though, because I used to be like, you know what I'm saying, I used to feel like this, like, you knew what I was, like, you knew, like, I was, like, a rapper, like, a artist before, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I even blow it up, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm young, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm young, and
getting money now.
We tied down. Like, I'm from Alabama, bro. I never been out of Alabama, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going around the world seeing all type of women, all type of bro. Like, it's like, damn, like, I ain't got no leeway. Like, I feel like if I was a young woman and I got a man that take care of the house, I ain't gotta work. I ain't gotta do nothing, man. I'll put you through school, you know what I'm saying? Take care of your family. Like, all that stuff, I feel like
you deserve all this.
I feel like my desires, if one of my sexual desires is to fuck another chick, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's really a sexual desire. Just like you got things that you want in the bedroom that probably be like your secret sexual desire. That's some man's sexual desire. Like, they love you. They want to be with you. But one of their sexual desires is probably just having another chick. You don't want to do no threesome. You don't want
to
do that.
But listen to this. Number one, you don't know how you feel because you don't have a vagina. So you don't know how you would feel.
No, I'm just saying my
point. Number two, I also feel like, I think sometimes maybe with women, maybe she doesn't want to think about sharing you with somebody else. Like, you know, you know, being like, it's just like, oh my gosh, you know.
And then what if he falls in love?
But she also living a life that only 2% of people in the world live.
But you're thinking, like, what if he falls in love?
Yeah. But what if she does it better than me? Mm-hmm. What if she got a fat ass? What if I don't, like, what if she gets better head?
One thing about men, we love what we love. Like, y'all don't understand that about men. We love what we love. Like, all this other stuff, like, it's just, like, fun. Kind of like facade. You know what I'm saying? Like, we love what we love.
Like,
when we love, it don't even matter about looks. It's can I deal with you? Can I tolerate you? You know what I'm saying? Can I, like, when you love somebody, anything they do won't turn you off. Nothing they do will turn you off. Like, everything about them, like, you could just deal with because you love them. You know what I'm saying? When it's just anything else, like, little bitch laugh will turn you off. You know,
is that you could love somebody, but then they could see you doing certain things, and now they don't trust you, and now they become a nag. You know,
no, that's true.
And that is a hard thing to deal with too, because it's kind of like you made it that way.
Yeah,
but
I feel like everything in life you have to sacrifice for.
And would you be okay with say she was like, all right, you could do your thing, but I'm not going to be at home just chilling.
Guess what? If I was sitting at home just chilling and you was bringing home millions of dollars,
I
probably have a couple forgivenesses in my heart too. If I was just, you know what I'm saying, just could chill, you know what I'm saying? She don't want to hear that. But look, if I'm home, I could just chill, bro. And I ain't even just saying this my situation. I'm just saying, like, I will have a couple pieces of forgiveness in my heart because I know, like,
just a couple pieces.
Okay, you got a couple pieces. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just have a couple, you know, just a forgiveness because I know that, okay, it's harder for me. Okay, if you got a being around thousands of women all the time. You know, I sing R&B. You've been around thousands of women all the time.
You know, I sing R&B.
You know what I'm saying? So you around thousands of women all the time. It's more of a temptation for me than it is for
no,
you know what
I wouldn't
saying?
Make
you
a step outside her house with a pair
yeah,
of shorts
but okay,
on.
Okay, look, okay.
And have no
if you
problem.
Go to the grocery store, you go to the grocery store, see a dude, you know what I'm saying? And you feel like you like him or he handsome or whatever, bro. It took you so much less to get into that situation than me. Like, I'm probably like, turn down.
You got more options.
Oh, shit. It's like, it's just so much, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's different from you. You really got to be like, on some other shit to just like, if I was just
what if
worth
she was like,
a 9
okay,
to 5.
What if she was like, okay, you get your dick sucked, but you can't have sex?
I would be cool. I like get my dick
sucked. I'm cool with some head.
I would be cool.
I'll take that.
I would be cool.
I was right. You gotta give and take. You gotta give and take though. If you know your man likes certain shit, you know what I'm saying? If you know he likes certain shit, you gotta be able to give to have a healthy, long relationship, bro. You gotta be able to sacrifice something.
Is she allowed to you know, maybe.
You know why she not allowed?
Because
I know that's not what she really wants. Okay. You doing it. If you doing it because you think I'm doing it,
no, but, okay,
that's not what
listen,
you really want. If
listen,
you come to me and tell me, I literally want this. I really want to bump cooches with another female.
No,
guess what?
No, another you know, dude. I'm talking about with another dude.
If you really want that, then bye. I have to see if I want to be with you. Just like you got a choice.
Right.
I gotta have a choice, but I still feel like that's different. But I don't want to get into that because I feel like it's gonna be kind of sexist. But okay. I feel like that's I do feel like it's different.
But I do feel like a lot of times women are concerned about you catching feelings or getting like really liking the other woman. I think for me that would be my big fear. Like, damn, what if he really starts liking this girl? Like, then we got a problem
because then they start FaceTiming each other.
Yeah, then they got a problem.
And then I know every time he go to Miami, he gonna see this chick, you know, because you'll have somebody that if they go to a certain city, if I go to North Carolina, if I go to Charlotte, you know what I'm saying?
Or if I'm beefing with him, I know he gonna call Miami girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then they gonna connect on another level. And then it becomes
I see you looking at your phone fucking smiling.
Right.
What the fuck smiling at?
Right.
Miami. Who texts you?
Charlotte.
And that's another inner circle that I just gonna be to the end of time. People just gonna have their different opinions on it. But every dude ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Every dude ain't like that type of dude. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever gotten caught cheating?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
I ain't
so,
saying lie, because then she going to think I'm a liar.
I'm just asking. So how did you handle it?
I never got caught like just doing, like, I always got caught like texting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never got caught like on some crazy shit, like brought a baby home or no shit like
that.
Well,
yeah, that. No, you can't bring no. Let's not get all wild and crazy.
Yeah.
Calm down.
I ain't even never got, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never even got no situation with like,
did you
know
were
what
you
saying?
Like, sorry? What did you do?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Delete the number. So do you have to text the girl and be like, I can't speak to you anymore, my girl?
Nah, I ain't never had to do that. Because she don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't never had to do that.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is a question I have. Since you are a young man, you're younger, and you're a successful artist, why not wait until you're like 40 or something to get married, as opposed so that you could do everything you want to do?
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah.
Get it out of the system.
Yeah.
Why not do that?
I mean, it's too late
because
now.
No, I'm just wondering. Yeah, because he got married for a reason.
Yeah, you fell in love and had kids way before, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of like putting that before your like lust. You know what I'm saying? You're putting that before your lust. But I don't. Everybody got lust. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got lust.
It doesn't end at 40 either.
Yeah,
so.
It does.
No, it does not. It only gets stronger.
Yeah.
How long were y'all together before y'all got married?
We was together like 7 years. Like 7 years.
That's a good stretch.
So the marriage is fresh compared to their relationship.
She already talking about she wanted a divorce.
She ain't going nowhere.
All the time. She
ain't going nowhere. You did a prenup?
With that. Huh?
You did a prenup?
Yep. I did a prenup, but I know I give her whatever she wants.
She don't believe
that though, cause we got too many kids.
Yeah, like, cause you want to make sure
I give her $1 million today. Like I really won't even think about it. Like I really won't even think about it, cause I don't even be enjoying no money. Like, so I don't really care.
What
like,
do you I've been telling her that. What do you enjoy so when you are that well off? What things do you value? Do you enjoy
getting his dick sucked?
I'm a man. I like my dick sucked.
No, I be enjoying the simple stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even really like to leave the house. I want to leave the house when it's album time.
When you got a nice house, same way.
Don't nobody want to leave
my house really
until
that,
this time.
You know,
go get some money.
I be your chill shit for real though. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. My label had to force me to do like social media and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be more active on social media. I'm like, bro, I ain't for this shit. You know
and
what
you
saying?
Said you antisocial.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
But
yeah,
I'm Aries, cool. Aries, they
yeah, I just ain't really just like
to themselves.
I ain't gonna lie, I care what people think about me. I ain't gonna lie, I care what people think. Hey, I'm one of them people. I'm the type they gonna read every comment.
That's why you need to be off social media.
Yeah, that's why I ain't on social media, because I'm like, man, I can't do that goofy ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I started trying to, like, when I dyed my hair and stuff like that, like, I only dyed my hair because, like, I noticed that I was like too caring about what people think. Mm. So I was like, man, I just want to do something crazy
some
that I know people gonna like talk shit, you know what I'm saying? And if I could get through this, you know what I'm saying, and say fuck all these people, you know what I'm saying, then I could build up more confidence.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's also rare that people admit that yeah, they care about what mm-hmm. people think about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, nah.
And then you did something care. About it to kind of yeah. help yeah, conquer yeah. that a little
I'm
bit.
I'm the opposite. Say yeah. the fuck you want. Feel
like
you want.
How was everybody not like that, though?
How was it being in the studio with Ashanti?
Oh, Ashanti, okay. That's my
because I bet you grew up being like, this is Ashanti.
Did yeah. you have a Ashanti poster?
Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie, when I first got in the studio, I was like, damn, she's still bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? We was in Vegas.
I feel
and shit,
like she look even better.
She like, yeah, she's looking older. Better.
That's the goal in life, to look better as you get older.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the goal, right?
Mm-hmm. We was in Vegas and shit, you know what I'm saying? She stayed up there for like a whole week, you know what I'm saying? So we was just in the studio like every day, you know what I'm saying? But nice. It's just like we just so like cool. Like I just never just even look at her like that. You know what I'm saying? Even though she beautiful, you know what I'm saying? But I just never look at her like that. And I know she don't look at me like that. So
yeah,
like,
I'm just saying it got to feel a little yeah. weird at first. Like, damn, this is, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying? Like
yeah.
you got to
oh,
think
hell,
that
yeah.
to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you're working with a woman or a female artist, is there a different type of thinking? How do you?
No, I love working with, you know what? I love working with female artists that I grew up on, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, damn, like I'm finally mm-hmm. getting a chance to like, you know what I'm saying? To like, because I'm the one that sparked, like the song Ashanti just released, like I'm the one that sparked that. She gonna tell you not. I'm telling you, I was on Ashanti ass every day. You better drop this fucking song. You better drop the song, bro. You, feel
right.
me? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
she the
right.
type that she just gonna record and just sit on the shit. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, drop this song. You know, I'm cool, but I'm, you know, it's cool. Like I love working with, you know what I'm saying? The artists that just been around, just
legends.
Seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
They so, you know what I'm saying? Like Kelly Rowland, like she just so sweet.
Oh,
like,
yeah, she is.
I like
she's
her.
So sweet,
love
bro. Like, oh, I just want to give a hug. Like, she's just sweet, bro.
Like,
you know
her.
What I'm saying? Like, she really a genuine just person, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And I love them type. I feel like kind of like these girls, like these days, man, they just be having these nasty attitudes. Like, they just feel like, I feel like it was just more humble back then, like
mm-hmm.
like they spirits like more humble and just gentle, you know what I'm saying?
It's a harsher world now though.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Bro.
I think
right. different.
Yeah, I think right. like coming up back then, the world today is like everybody's getting attacked. You know, you get love, but then a lot of people are attacking you at the same time. It's
yeah.
it's like you say, you care what people think. Just think, like, before social media, you wouldn't really know.
Yeah, you ain't know.
But
so
now,
it's like
social media gives all the trolls access to be able to say what they
want
to say.
Whatever they want and hide behind
and
it. That's why you can't, that's why I stopped that shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie, my girl used to do that. Read every comment.
Oh, yeah, you cannot.
Like, that's why I was like, bro, that's why I stopped posting. I was like, bro, like, you really care. Like, I'm looking at your phone like you just reading every comment,
right,
bro.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm
waiting
saying?
To see somebody say some out of order
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
you feel me? Like,
no
I'm
right.
like, you got to have tough skin to be effective. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I try to, like, shield her from all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot, for real. That's why I don't really, like, be posting. Like she don't be understanding, like, everybody don't want to be just public with their private stuff. Like some stuff you want to keep just private, you know what I'm saying?
And you also know when people saying whack shit too.
Yeah, like people be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
is your girl on social media?
Yeah, she on social media, but she ain't like
she low with
really
it.
She low with
it.
She bad. She barely really posts. Like she got, you know what I'm saying? But
she too busy chasing
yeah,
four kids around the compound.
I got time for shit.
Right.
Yeah, for real,
do you listen to music when you have sex?
No.
Do you listen to your own music?
Nope, I ain't really that.
Never ever quiet?
You just having quiet sex?
It don't be quiet.
The TV be on?
I mean, y'all, it be with no
right.
music. No music.
Y'all gotta have
bro,
some
we
music
having,
to hide
I ain't
the sound
for the last
the kids.
Year, bro. We've been having this. We've been having to like, unless we go like go somewhere, like we be having to sneak ass sex, bro. Like my
kids,
all our kids
yeah.
sleep in the bed. Like they sleep.
A lot of kids.
Yeah, they sleep in the bed. Like they, we don't really be having. We ain't really had like some romantic. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it
That's
is.
That's why we planned some trips. We planned some trips though. That's why I had, you know what I'm saying, just did made all my recent moves just so we could travel
take some
more.
Time off.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so we could travel more.
What
stuff
about
like
porn?
That.
Do you have time to yourself to do that?
The what?
Watch porn?
I watch porn. Yeah. I watch porn.
Take
your
time for that. What do you do in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Like,
your
how do you watch
category?
Porn? I don't do it at home. Don't do
on the road.
Just when you're on the road?
Yeah, yeah. When I'm on the road.
What's that go-to? What's the go-to category? What's at the top of that search list?
I like Ebony. Like I like black girls. You know what I'm saying? I like black
porn.
Girls. I don't really get turned on by nothing else.
How long do you like to like have a romantic evening with yourself, or do you like to come fast? Like when you watch porn,
get it out the way because I'm feeling bad. I ain't trying to be like candles and shit. Ooh, what the hell? Get it out the way, goddamn.
That's so funny.
I bought a little six robot one time.
Oh, like, my God.
I bought a little six robot one time. I don't know that week. I was just on some kinky shit.
So how was it?
Wait, a robot?
Bruh, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm dying to know.
Right.
It just ain't feel right. It felt like I was fucking the dead body. It just ain't feel right. I just couldn't get into it.
Okay, so was it like, how did she feel? How does she feel?
Like fleshy?
It feel like fleshy, but okay. I don't know. Like it just.
And was she ebony?
They ain't have it.
No. Okay. So you wasn't getting no feedback.
I wasn't getting no feedback. It was just like, yeah.
Did she? Do they have like two holes? Vagina.
They got everything a girl got.
They got everything.
Yeah, they got everything a girl got. But it's just like, it's not like warm.
Real.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like warm. Warm.
You know when I always ask guys how a vagina feels, they be like, it's warm. I be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
like
warm.
Temperature. Like, yeah, like body. But, yeah. But they got the ones where you could like heat them up and stuff.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Reheat the pussy oven.
Yeah, like you putting the pussy in the oven.
Did you come in the doll?
God damn.
He said he couldn't get
no,
it.
No, I couldn't
it.
Get that. I couldn't get that. It felt like weird. Like,
you know how you try shit sometimes.
Just try to be. You know,
like,
what I'm
let's
saying?
See like, if I like this.
Conquer your. You know, on the road for a long time. You try to conquer like your lust and
you
shit.
You had
like
it
that.
Delivered on the road.
Yeah.
So what'd you do with it afterwards? You gave her away?
Throw it away?
You threw it away?
No, I left her in the hotel. She's still in my Sprinter. It's like a big box in my Sprinter. Don't nobody know.
Oh my God.
Don't nobody know what it is. It's just in that motherfucker.
It's a fucking robot coffin.
They don't open that box. Trust me.
They don't open that box.
Don't nobody would touch that bitch. That box is still there.
It's a goddamn mannequin goddamn.
We auction that out.
That dog got a whole bunch of comma.
They're talking about like $4,000
too. Listen, it's going to the highest bidder because after this somebody going to want it.
Hold on, you spent $4,000 on that?
Man, it had all type of controls and shit. It was like real, like, it was like real.
How was her body? Was she like?
It's like me when I be doing stuff, bro, like, I can't never just sell it. Yeah, yeah, I just like, I'm gonna buy the shit, I'm gonna go all out.
You know, so
I'm
gonna get the whole motherfucking,
the
plastic shit, I'm gonna goddamn just get the whole thing.
Wow.
Man, that shit was heavy, man. That shit was heavy as hell, but that shit felt like I was dragging a body around. I was like, oh hell no, nah, this shit. I'm trying to goddamn put it in position
this
and
is
shit.
Fucking oh, goddamn. Hey,
I'm picturing myself in my head. I'm
you
like,
putting
oh,
her legs
no.
up.
We gotta get him
I'm
one
like,
of
those. Oh, no.
You gotta just get the vagina.
Just the vagina.
Yeah, that's what I think about.
That's probably better. And then you can watch Ebony and then just have
I
a vagina.
I tried that too, though. I just can't get into it.
Because
I was thinking, I was like, maybe it was because I got the whole body, you know what I'm saying? Then I tried to just get the like the little, you know what I'm saying? It was just like,
I commend you because you're trying not to cheat at all.
He is trying.
Right.
He got a vagina.
He got a whole doll.
A warm, well, no, cold one. $4,000.
A $4,000 cold.
He's like, I
can't
get
on the bus.
Yeah.
Damn.
You can eat cold.
You know what?
You can't
bring the
cold
home and have a threesome.
Hell no.
What?
She ain't going for
it. That's a threesome.
I can't get into it.
He can't get into it. Okay. Angela, what if your man brought a doll home?
That is a fucking insult. No, I
would
be insulted.
I feel like she'll think I'm.
I would be insulted if my man
like
came
dead
home.
Bodies.
You wanna fuck a dead body?
Yeah.
Have you ever used toys?
You wanna see a dead body
in the bedroom?
You know what? I used to be against it. You know what I'm saying? And then, cause I think I got mad one time because she was texting me talking about. She was just joking. She was just like laugh. She was like she was like, oh, I've been using this toy. I came like such and such times. You know
you
what
got
saying?
Jealous.
I was just like, what?
Like, watch me order this
I had
dog.
To come home and kill all that shit.
Oh,
I had to come home and
do all that
right.
shit away.
You feel me? But that wow. now I accept it though because it's like it help out though. It help out. Like it's like this is like some extra, you know what I'm saying? Some extra shit. You know what I'm saying? For her.
Additive.
Yeah.
I like how open-minded you are about things and that you're willing to try different shit.
And talk about it.
And tell us.
But this is why you're so talented in terms of your music and being a producer and write and perform.
Y'all the only ones get these stories out of me. I don't even want to do it.
I mean, you are at lip service.
No, but honestly, like, I really do always enjoy when we have these conversations with you because you're so cool and chill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
and you're a regular guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I really just lucked up and just people just like my music.
You did not just Buck up.
I'm just regular.
You work really hard, honestly. Yeah. And personality wise, I think people also like you as a person.
That's a plus.
Except Nikki.
Yeah. No
Your time is up for the day.
Your time is up for the day. I love it.
Your time
I'm gonna start
up.
Using that.
Yeah. I am using that.
I ain't gonna lie, I laugh for a long time, but before I respond, I'll be like, man, I gotta stand in there though, man. I can't just let her do me like that. But I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? So I said my little two cents, you know.
And she
what
left
saying?
You on red and that was it.
Yeah. No, I ain't even wanna hear her response. I just blocked her for a minute.
You blocked her?
I blocked her because I ain't want her to come back and say some shit that hurt me.
Hell nah. He blocked him to prevent himself from being hurt.
Yeah, you feel I ain't want to say some outlandish shit to make me. Because
you know how to cut you.
So I just blocked. I was like, man, I'm gonna write her back when I'm ready to apologize. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I still want the song.
Right. When you block somebody, can you see what they said during the time that they were blocked?
Mm-mm. You just see them typing.
It don't come through.
I don't,
if you block somebody for like a week and then unblock them, you don't see nothing.
Okay. Like you never existed.
I blocked up for my own good, not
for your own sanity. Aw. How many times have you changed your number since everything?
I got the same number.
Oh, you do?
I got the same number. Yeah.
Shit. Do you respond to people? Oh, you got a block list.
Yeah, I respond to mostly everybody. Like, don't nobody really got my number that I don't really want to have. You know what I'm saying?
So. What about people like that you went to school with? How's that? Because you know you.
They hit me up like a lot of people I went to school with. Like they hit me up. I see them like when I go to my city and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They hit me up. I write back. Like I'm really like, I DM you back. Like I be in that DM and like random fans just talking. Like I don't really be.
That's
you know what I'm saying.
Well, that's about responding to with random fans DM is that sometimes they tend to think that now y'all really friends and then they want to hit you like every day and it's just all right. I responded because I was bored or because I wanted to give you some insight or answer your question or whatever. But that don't mean keep hitting me every day or respond to my story
every
time.
Just by you giving that first response, they won't even really care if you respond. No more.
Right,
you
know they just happy they got that.
Yeah, they just happy they got that initial conversation. You know what I'm saying? They ain't really tripping.
Tell the people in my DMs respond. That then, because they just keep talking to me, and I be like, "This is why I don't answer." For all of y'all,
for all of y'all out there that be in my DMs
talking to yourself, I'm scared you're gonna keep talking to me forever. That's why I don't respond.
sometimes they like talking to themselves. Mm-hmm. But they'll talk to themselves.
That's fine. They don't.
I got so many people in my DMs that talk to themselves.
I have that too.
I have people that have been like, "I love you," this, and then they'd be like, "Fuck you, bitch." Like if you know,
same. So bro, y'all don't understand. Like, they'll be damn, understanding like that, like how many messages you actually have. Yeah. But like, I probably can refresh my message with Chris like every like hour and probably have like 100 new messages.
That's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bro, we can't like talk to the whole wide world. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just some Superman shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
exhausting,
it's like,
I'm sure.
Yeah, so it's like you respond to who you can, but you know, other than that, you probably gonna lose a lot of fans every day just because people feel like they've been writing you for so long and you never responded or you never acknowledged them. They just like, oh, they on to the next artist. They wanna see if they get a response out of it. You know, it'd be like that every day. But I mean, hey, just gotta keep making good music.
Well, you will keep making good music. Yeah. Tantra is out right now. Blue, we love it. Oh, Young Blue. We're back to the young. But we can call him Blue.
But on streaming services, Young Blue. We can call him streaming services.
And you got Zane on the album.
Yeah.
How do y'all know each other?
Me and Zane, we got connected with one of my A&Rs. He's like one of the only A&Rs that really do their job, you know what I'm saying? Happy. Shout out to Happy, you know what I'm saying?
He was working with him
and you know what I'm saying? He wasn't really trying to drop no music, but this song was just, he just loved the song, you know what I'm saying? So he just ended up hopping on it and he was just crazy. Like, it was like, man, I'd be like, God damn, how I keep doing
that's
this crazy
dope,
shit.
That's
dope though. Like, it'd be just crazy, you know what I'm saying? But it just come from like good songwriting. You feel me? And I told you too, I had to clear this line.
We need to clear it.
Hold on.
I didn't want to clear it. What is it?
It's just like a punchline.
All right, let's hear it. Fuck her face like Angela Yee.
I was like, got killers all on bourbon. It's blood on the carpet. I hit it with detergent. I wish Angela Yee can give me lip service.
Got killers all on bourbon. It's blood on the carpet. I hit it with detergent. I wish Angela Yee can give me lip service.
Okay.
I like that.
All right, that's fine.
That ain't too bad.
Yeah, because we just did lip service.
I feel like, you know, everybody, a lot of people in the industry, I mean, a lot of people like in the fans got crushes on her. So they going to be like, you know, she bad. She got a show called Lip Service. Mm-hmm. It's a punchline. But yeah. I feel like only reason I said that when I said I had to come here, that I was going to come here, I was like, I don't want the album come out and she just hear that shit. Right. They going to seem like fake. You know what I'm saying?
Deja done
like,
got some lip service shout outs on song.
Yeah. Trouble.
Trouble said
getting some lip service just like Gigi.
It's a cool. That means you popping, bro.
Can you tell me the blood part again?
repeat the blood part.
I get some detergent.
She like, you trying to kill me? Like,
no. It's really a song. You ain't even, but I really just threw that as a lead line in there just because.
But what's the blood part? Let me hear it. You said blood on the carpet, right?
Yeah, no. I was talking about it's blood on the carpet. I hit it with
not from
me,
hit it with detergent.
No.
Okay. So he cleaned it to make
sure. I said, got killers in New Orleans. They all on bourbon. It's blood on the carpet. I hit it with detergent.
Okay.
Da 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 da.
Wish I can get some.
Why you da 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 that part?
I want to get some lip service. Right? Something like that.
All right, I'm not mad at it.
Like I said it one time. I just had to make sure
that blood wasn't nothing, you know.
No anal blood
dripping on the carpet.
But that's something else. That's the killers on bourbon.
I feel like you're going to get a lot of lines, you know what I'm saying, with that name. Mm-hmm. You're going to get a lot of
money. I did. French Montana.
Yep.
French Montana did mention lip service. Who else? Tech N9ne.
Yeah, you can
freeway.
We can yell this line out in the club now.
Yeah. Listen, we posting that. But again, thank you so much, Blue. Honestly, we appreciate you for coming through. We love to see you in person. I know we did the Zoom.
Yeah, we did on Zoom.
I know
Zoom
we saw
before.
You at the BET Awards, but this sit down was everything for us. So
nah, for sure. For
we
sure,
appreciate
for
it.
I ran into him in Atlanta one day at Boogaloo. And I'm like, remember me? You don't remember?
Oh, he didn't know. Man, damn it, Blue.
We was at Boogaloo.
I would definitely remember you.
It was a day party, and I'm like, I was literally sitting in the section next to you, so I'm like, let me not speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I came over and spoke to you.
Nah, for sure. Like, if I see you not, because we didn't miss so many times, I know I see you. But a lot of times, you know, man, I did so many interviews, you know what I'm saying? But I did y'all probably like the most, though. Like, so I would definitely, you know what I'm saying, no, you're not. But you don't care. Nah, you famous. Nah, yourself.
Next time we're going to have some
you
good toys.
You know how I feel. Somebody walk up, you on me?
All the time.
You got to lie it off.
Well, thank you so much again for coming through. And, you know, amazing artist, Blue. And we love to see, like, the elevation. Every time we see you, it's like, how much higher are we going to get?
To the moon.
To the moon.
He ain't stopped yet. He on the way.
And when you for... For the university, if you need some type of media training, you know,
she got you.
Nah, definitely. I'll probably throw like a grand opening, like, you know what I'm saying, that I want to invite everybody out.
To come and
see
the space.
Because people be in Atlanta anyways, you know, I'll probably end up, when I get that done, I'm going to throw another birthday. Man, my birthday party be lit. I'm telling y'all got to come to my birthday party.
I'm coming to the next one.
I'm telling you, bro.
When's your birthday?
He don't know.
April 5th. But I ain't throwing it this year because I'm still in construction. But next year, I'm going to have
2024,
the latest pool party you could ever even think of. But for real, I'll be having like all the media there too, for real though. Like Shade Room, everybody be
Jasmine
everybody
Brands.
Be yeah, everybody be there. So it'd be like lit. All the celebrities
his,
be there.
His
like,
parties, you know, it does create a lot of
a
buzz.
Place where I could just get like a lot of interviews and drops like in the same spot because it'd
be
so, you know what I'm saying? It'd just be so many people.
You be like, thinking about business all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Let me stop.
We're gonna find you a black one, an ebony one that you can warm up.
Some vaginal hair and everything.
I ain't know how to work the warmer though. I think if I would have learned how to work the warmer though, it probably would have worked out.
She warm up though.
She got like you gonna try it again.
She like, let me go back. I'm gonna just try this one more again.
Don't get that box out the sprinter.
You know what? I don't know if I'm getting old. I just ain't been having a lot of sex drive no more though, for real. I don't even think I'm that horny as I was.
Are you still in your 28?
Yes, yeah, he's 28.
Okay. I'm 28. No, I ain't talking about like that. I just been in the house
what it
a
is?
Lot.
You know what it is? You've been working a lot too.
Yeah. And I noticed, bro, when I stay in the house, like, cause I've been just like on the game and stuff like that. When I stay in the house, I swear to God, I don't think about no, like, you gotta, if y'all want, just keep him in the house. Like, you
know,
get him in the house. Cause I'm telling you, you only start thinking about that. You only start thinking about shit like that when you out and you just see it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why I said it shouldn't be really hard for no.
How are we supposed to keep him in the house?
Just stay in the house.
If you got a compound, you can keep him in the compound.
Stay in the compound.
Keep him in the house, bro. For real, though. It's too much out here.
Y'all ladies hear that? Keep him.
Keep him off social media.
In the house.
Like I was telling him off social media, bro. Social media is too much. It's too much, bro. If you scroll down social media right now, I swear to God, you won't see how much sex appeal you're going to see in them 5 seconds that you scroll. Like,
and
for real, it's just
don't
too
let her
much.
Get a job. She's going to have a work husband.
For real. Right. Oh, yeah, she ain't working.
She ain't working. Like, get
keep her in the house.
Hey, that won't be the same situation because I ain't going to lie. I am prepared to leave anyone.
I know that's right.
Oh, my
but
God.
Anything.
You feel that heat coming around the corner?
Right now, I'm telling you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I used to be sad because I used to be fucked up, but I ain't sad.
I
no
ain't
more.
Fucked up no more. It's
I ain't
lit.
Sad.
It's
I'm lit. Out the
you see the chains, baby.
I'm out the right. It don't matter about none of that. I'm just out the dope.
Hilarious. He lying. All right, let's
yeah, I'm lying. I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.